our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy kingdom come. May thy will be done here, now, take a long, slow, deep breath in. Let it out slowly. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take another long, slow, deep breath in and receive the rest of God. As you breathe out, allow your shoulders to relax. Just relax into the goodness of God. As you breathe in, allow God's Spirit to center your attention on Jesus. As you continue to breathe in, invite God's presence more deeply into your heart and your mind. Invite Jesus' Lordship over your life. Invite God to search you, to know you, to expose you. Spirit of God, we ask that you would speak through the Scriptures, through your word, that you would make this time effective, that we'd be able to honor you in our hearts and minds as holy, that you would produce the work that you desire to do in us, and that we would be open and willing for you to have your way with us right now. In chapter 10 of the book of Hebrews, the author, guided by God's Spirit, writes, "Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus, since we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus." Just take a minute and allow that to soak in. The ability to enter the holy places, the heavenly holy places. That the perfect blood of Jesus gives us the ability to enter confidently. What does that stir in your heart? Thank you. Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh. Since we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through his flesh, the new and living way. And since we have a great high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart, with an authentic heart, in full assurance of faith. Take a minute and imagine entering into the holy places with your full self, with what is true, with the complete truth of who you are, without hiding, without covering over, tucking away, minimizing. What is it like to bring your true, full, authentic self before God with confidence? Let us draw near. Come, let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. Just allow God to do that work that was finished and yet continues on, of sanctification, being made holy. Just to feel that sprinkling, that pure water washing you clean. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. light of God's unwavering faithfulness, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. What does it look like to cling to the hope that we have in Jesus without wavering? To hold fast to it. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works. Let us consider. Spirit of God, would you guide our minds as we consider, as we think about and contemplate how to stir up one another to love and to produce good works by your power. God, what might that look like today? God, what kind of heart posture, what kind of attitude would you have us embrace so that we might be people who stir up one another to love? How might we, by your power, stir love up in one another? And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. God, we ask that in light of the full reality of Jesus as our high priest, as our sacrifice, once for all, would you help us to respond confidently, entering the holy places with our full selves, trusting you and the work that you have done and are doing. Would you allow that to shape us into men and women who stir up love in one another? Men and women who encourage one another, who breathe life into one another, who encourage beauty and hope, fullness in one another. Would you help us to build up one another in love? Would you make us into a people that stir up love, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, hope, peace, life? Would we be a wellspring of life within you. God, we need you. So we invite your Spirit to fill us, to lead us, to guide us, to shape us, to conform us to the image of Jesus, to point us to truth, to remind us of the things that Jesus said, to make us like you, to unite your body, your people, your bride as one. We need you. We pray all of these things in the beautiful name of Jesus. Amen.